The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. All right, let's start off today with 13 Things, Lucky 13. And this is kind of a sweet and beautiful subject, a bouquet of flower facts. This month, Americans will spend about $2.6 billion on floral arrangements by Mother's Day. By the way, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. That accounts for roughly a quarter of all fresh flower purchases throughout the year. But you want to pick carefully which blooms you send to Mom. The art of expressing emotions through flowers isn't all about love and happiness. Historically, marigolds have meant contempt. Ooh, I didn't know that. Yellow roses are jealousy, that I did know. Florists now market yellow roses as a symbol of friendship. The purported meaning of different petals are mostly lost on us today. This is number two. But interest in the subject blossomed across the 19th century Europe as multiple manuals called Florographeries were published to translate the language of flowers. Even Shakespeare spoke this language. After Hamlet kills Ophelia's father, Ophelia laments, "There's a daisy. I would give you some violets, but they withered all." At that time, daisies symbolized innocence, and violets stood for faithfulness. Number three. Of course, flowers also carry religious significance. The Easter lily, for example, is mentioned in the Bible as a symbol of purity and rebirth, and is associated with the resurrection of Jesus. The lotus flower signifies enlightenment for Buddhists, because it grows in the mud but remains clean, thanks to its naturally water-repellent leaves. Number four. We honor the dead by putting flowers on their graves, a tradition dating back at least 13,000 years. In Israel, archaeologists have discovered skeletons that have been placed on a bed of blooms. A layer of mud preserved impressions of the sage and figwort flowers. Number five. You can keep your own arrangements longer by cutting the stems at an angle and plucking off all the leaves below the waterline. The packets of flower food that many bouquets come with contain citric acid for optimal pH levels and bleach to fight bacteria. To make your own, mix 2 tablespoons of lemon or lime juice, 1 tablespoon of sugar, and 1/2 tablespoon of bleach per quart of water. Number six, to preserve, cut flowers, tie a string around their stems and hang them upside down somewhere dark and dry, like in a cupboard or a closet. You could also press them between pages of a heavy book or iron them between 2 sheets of waxed paper. Air drying works well for smaller flowers, while pressing is easiest for flat ones. To preserve big, round blooms, think dahlias and daffodils, bury them in silica gel crystals for a few days. The crystals work like cat litter. They'll dry out the petals without shriveling their shape. Number seven. Flowers look and smell so lovely because they need to attract birds and bees. The critters carry pollen from a flower's stamen, the male part, to the eggs in its pistil, the female part, allowing seeds to fertilize and develop. Some flowers have only pistils, while others have only stamens. A few plants, including orchids and sunflowers, have both parts and can pollinate themselves. Number eight. Still others rely on the wind to carry their pollen around, an unfortunate reality for people with allergies. About 15% of Americans reach for the tissues when the spiky green ragweed flowers appear in late summer. They've never done that. But it's the trees that first do us in during the spring. If your allergies are acting up now... Oops, hang on a second. Pages stuck together here. Sorry about that. We got a momentary pause. There we go. You're more likely to grass sabotaging your sinuses. Number nine. Modern breeding has caused popular flowers to lose a lot of their scent. So those who stopped to smell the roses hundreds of years ago got stronger whiffs than we do today. During the 19th century, perfumes were often derived from the fragrance of a single flower. By contrast, Chanel No. 5 has concentrated oil of around 12 roses and 1,000 jasmine flowers in every ounce. Number 10. Holland has dominated floral exports for decades, but business is booming in Colombia, Ecuador, Ethiopia, and Kenya. Altogether, the global flower industry earns $30 billion annually. Number 11. For true flower fanatics, there are festivals all over the world to enjoy. One of the biggest is Bloemencorso Flower Parade, Bollenstreek, in Holland. Its floats travel the distance of a marathon, 26 miles, each spring. An even older floral celebration is the annual Rose Parade in Pasadena, California. The New Year's Day tradition began in 1890 as a bit of Golden State boast. In New York, people are buried in snow, said one of the parade organizers. Here, flowers are blooming. Let's hold a festival to tell the world about our paradise. Number 12. Among the world's most famous flowers are those depicted in art. From Monet's Model Lilies to Andy Warhol's Flowers to street artist Banksy's Flower Thrower, which depicts a rioter about to launch a colorful bouquet. Last fall, real-life dissidents, in this case anti-oil activists, launched soup at another floral icon, Van Gogh's Sunflowers at London's National Gallery, though the painting was not damaged. Number 13. In 2012, the American astronaut Don Pettit planted seeds in plastic bags and grew them in space, thus bringing flowers to the final frontier. A yellow zucchini blossomed, and a lopsided yet cheery sunflower became the first blooms on the International Space Station. Namaste. I rolled up my yoga mat perfectly, and if you think I'll mess that up by working out, then you're out of your mind. All in a day's work. And there's a picture here of a dry cleaner's hanging. He's got the thing hooked, and there's a pirate standing in front of him with a parrot on his shoulder. And he says, I'll still say you could cut your cleaning bills in half if you'd lose the parrot. After my class read Little Red Riding Hood, I asked the young students what lesson we might learn from the fairy tale. I was looking for Beware of Strangers, but one student's response worked as well. Know what your grandmother looks like. When only two people showed up at a book signing event for her debut novel, Crowns and Legends, Chelsea Banning tweeted that she felt a little embarrassed. Soon fellow authors responded with their own horror stories. Margaret Atwood shared, I did a sign to which nobody came except a guy who wanted to buy a scotch tape and thought I was the help. Jody Pickholt wrote, I have sat lonely at a signing table many times, only have someone approach and ask me where the bathroom is. Irish author Sheila O'Flanagan told of the time a woman handed her a John Grisham novel. When I pointed out it wasn't written by me, she asked if I was signing books or not. So I signed it with love from me and John Grisham. The good news, thanks to all the support, Banning sold all of her signed copies. The best one-liner in the student paper this year? The analysis is severely limited by my lack of understanding of what I am doing. The healthy. Now, this really sounds like something you'd get out of Consumer Reports. Just in case, does your first aid kit have all the essentials? The last time I cracked open my home's first aid kit, I had one thumb swaddled in bloody paper towels after I'd accidentally nicked it while chopping onions. Fumbling through the zippered compartments of my thumb throbbed. I discovered nothing but a few yellow bandages, dried-out antiseptic wipes, some gauze, tape, and a pair of scissors like the kids use in kindergarten. Luckily, I managed to stem the bleeding with gauze and went on to cook a decent spaghetti bolognese. But I come to the sober realization that my cheap, neglected first aid kit would do my family no good in an honest-to-goodness emergency. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly half of Americans don't own a first aid kit. First aid kits are most commonly used for minor injuries like cuts, but they can also help you in less common emergency situations such as heart attacks or a life-threatening bleeding, says Nathan Charlton, an emergency physician in Charlottesville, Virginia, who serves on the Scientific Advisory Council for the American Red Cross. That's why our list is so comprehensive. Build yourself a good kit, then keep one at home and one in the car, and be sure to take one along if you go camping. To help you make sure your kits contain all the right things, we spoke to experts in emergency medicine. These are the items they recommended. Aspirin. 2 81-milligram tablets of chewable aspirin can be life-saving if taken within the first hour of a suspected heart attack. But call 911 first and await instructions. It's not safe for everyone, for example, those on other blood thinners. Disposable non-latex gloves. When helping another person, put these on first. Hand sanitizer. If you can't wash your hands, use this before treating any wounds. Wash or sanitize hands before putting on gloves. Antiseptic wipes. If you don't have access to clean running water, use these to clean or disinfect cuts before applying a bandage or ointment. Antibacterial ointment. This helps prevent infection by stopping the growth of bacteria in minor wounds. For a cut or wound, clean the area first, then use this, not hydrogen peroxide, which is not on our list because it can cause skin to dry out and might prevent the area from healing correctly. Hydrocortisone cream. It relieves itching and irritation from insect bites and poisonous plants. Abdominal dressing. These large dressings can help control heavy bleeding from major wounds. Keep firm pressure on the dressed wound until help arrives. Gauze. It comes in small squares and rolls. Both are good for packing and dressing wounds and stabilizing protruding objects, which you should never pull out. Waterproof adhesive tape. Use this to firmly secure the dressing on a wound. Self-adhesive bandages. Ideally, keep a variety of sizes in your kit for minor cuts and scrapes. Triangular bandage. This can be used as an arm sling. Instant cold packs. These work just as well as ice and are ready when you need them. Just squeeze to activate. Used to help reduce pain and swelling from muscle sprains or bruises. Tweezers. Pointed tips are best for removing ticks or splinters and for cleaning debris from a wound. Scissors. It's worth having a quality pair so you can quickly and easily cut thick bandages or clothing. A special kind called trauma shears, which have a sharp, serrated blades, are especially good in a first aid kit. CPR face shield. If you need to perform rescue breaths, these shields with one-way valve provide a good barrier against bacteria and viruses. Burn hydrogel. Gel-saturated burn pads cool and soothe damaged skin. They're ideal when it's not possible to run skin under cool water. Modar blanket. These space blankets help maintain a person's core temperature after severe injury or shock. Tourniquet. If bleeding from an extremity is so severe and direct, pressure can't stop it, a tourniquet can help. You can improvise one using a minimum 2-inch wide strip of cloth and a small tree branch, but a commercially made tourniquet is better. The latest models consist of a wide nylon strap with a turn crank and a locking mechanism to hold it in place. It's important to keep your kit accessible because you never know when you'll need it. In the U.S., more medically reported injuries happen at home than in public places, at the workplace and on the road combined. Here are important basics to be as prepared as you can for any emergency. Buy the right container. Your first aid items should be kept in a waterproof bag or an airtight container, with clear compartments that allow you to quickly see what's inside. That way you won't have to dig around or dump things out of a kit to find what you need. A good quality ready-made first aid kit should have most, if not all, of the things we suggested. Look for one created by a reputable organization such as the Red Cross, which are sold at major retailers, then buy any missing items separately. Check your expiration dates. Add notifications to your calendar to remind you to check and make sure any medications in the kit are up to date. That also reminds you why you have a first aid kit, and it may also help you recall any training you've had, Dr. Charlton says. And get some training. There's no better way to prepare yourself for emergencies than by taking a course. Organizations like the Red Cross offer basic first aid and CPR certifications that can be completed over a weekend. They also publish manuals, some in pocket size, that you can keep in your kit. These guides steer you through a range of scenarios, from panic attacks to spinal injuries, with pictograms. To be even better prepared, you can download the First Aid app, free from the Red Cross. It has step-by-step instructions and videos and more. The Red Cross also offers an online course on how to recognize signs of an opioid overdose and administering the life-saving medication Naloxone, Narcan. To learn more or to sign up at redcross.org/take-a-class, take-a-class/opioid-overdose. Be ready on the road. In addition to keeping a first aid kit in your car, also keep a reflective vest and a warning triangle to put beside the vehicle in case you have to pull over, to make sure other drivers, including an ambulance driver, should you need to call for help, can see you. Know when to get help. Any cut longer than 1 inch will need stitches, says Lyle Karasuk, volunteer chair of the Canadian Council for First Aid Education. If a wound is large or deep or doesn't stop bleeding after 10 minutes of pressure, call 911 or head to the nearest hospital emergency room. Also, seek help if you or someone else has trouble breathing or experiences sudden or severe pain or any other potential medical emergency. Do weighted blankets work? If you wrestle with insomnia and consequently the bed covers, you probably have been tempted to try anything that promises better sleep. One thing that might sound a little weird, but that has been known to work, adding a weighted blanket to those bed covers. They become the sleep tool to have, says Alana McGinnon, founder and lead sleep expert at Goodnight Sleep Site. I'm a huge proponent of them because they can work so well. About 32% of Americans don't get enough sleep, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Experts there recommend at least 7 hours of shut-eye per night for adults. But as many as 35% of adults have trouble sleeping from time to time, and 10% regularly have trouble falling and staying deep. Just as swaddling babies can send them to sleep, using a weighted blanket keeps your heart and breathing slow and your body release feel-good hormones, including serotonin. The weight, usually between 5 and 30 pounds, which sounds like a lot, but it's spread out over the entire bed, comes from plastic, glass, or metal pellets surrounded by filling. The heaviness minimizes a touch of therapy called deep pressure stimulation. A 2020 review looked at 8 studies and concluded that weighted blankets help reduce anxiety, but not necessarily insomnia. Other research tells a slightly different story. A randomized control study in Sweden in 2020 looked at 120 people with insomnia and also depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Those who used a weighted blanket reported that they had better sleep, were less tired, anxious, and depressed during the day. People with circulatory conditions such as diabetes or breathing issues such as asthma or sleep apnea should check with their doctor before using a weighted blanket. And if you're someone who gets a little claustrophobic, it's probably not the best thing for you, added McGinn. News from the world of medicine. Cancer deaths plummet. Good news on the cancer front. More people than ever are surviving it. Since 1990, cancer death rates have fallen by 20% to 35% in the United States, Canada, and Western Europe. That translates into more than 7 million averted deaths. The decrease is partly because powerful new treatments, such as immunotherapies and molecularly targeted treatments, arrived on the scene during the past 3 decades. Meanwhile, improvements to older treatments, like radiotherapy and surgery, have made them safer and more effective. We can also thank the declining smoking rate, technological innovations that help us detect tumors sooner, and organized screening programs for colorectal, breast, and cervical cancers. Breathe for better blood pressure. Did you know that you can exercise the muscles you use to breathe? A new gadget called an inspiratory muscle strength training device, originally invented to help people with respiratory diseases, including asthma and COPD, can help. To use it, plug your nose, hold it up to your mouth, and inhale. The device provides resistance, forcing you to work hard to breathe. A University of Colorado Boulder study included that doing 30 of these inhalations each day can reduce blood pressure. In fact, the average results were comparable to what you can achieve with the medications or daily half-hour walks. If you offer this strategy, choose a device that offers up to 100 cm H2O, a suitably high amount of resistance. You may be able to buy one over the counter depending on where you live. Why dogs make us happy. Knowing that spending time with dogs helps with anxiety and depression, researchers at the University of Basel in Switzerland decided to investigate what happens in the human brain when we interact with a furry friend. Volunteers petted either a dog or a stuffed animal with a hot water bottle inside it, while a machine measured the subject's brain activity. Those who cuddled a real animal showed more activity in the prefrontal cortex, the brain region involved in social and emotional processes. This potentially therapeutic response continued even after the dog had left the room. That's why we love them. Phones and memory. While some research suggests that smartphones could lead to forgetfulness, a recent British experiment suggests that they can help with memory. Participants were shown numbered circles on a computer screen and instructed to drag certain circles to the left or the right, in a specific order and within a time limit. The better they did, the more money they earned. When subjects were allowed to save the correct destinations for some of the numbers they remembered, more of them were supposed to go. This suggests that rather than making memories lazy, our phones might help us jiggle more information. Allergic to peanuts? Watch out for these foods, too. For a new French study published in the journal Pediatric Allergy and Immunology, kids with peanut allergies took a skin prick antibody test for other legumes, including broad beans, chickpeas, fenugreek, lentils, lupin beans, peas, and soybeans. The test showed that 64% of the subjects were allergic to at least one of these foods. While positive allergy test results don't always translate into real-life symptoms, people who react to peanuts might want to be careful about consuming other legumes, too. Well, as we did last week, and we probably will next week, too, we're going to switch over to Consumer Reports a little early today. The reason is because we don't have a whole lot of stuff left in the Reader's Digest for the next 3-week broadcasts. When you buy a new TV or phone, is it a good idea to hang on to the original box? It's always smart to keep the box and the paperwork in it for the duration of the retailer's return period, which can be anywhere from 14 to 90 days, particularly when it's a pricey tech product, such as a smartphone or camera. Some retailers, including Amazon, require that their devices be returned in the original packaging. Best Buy's return policy says that it may deny a return if a product isn't given back in the original packaging. When it comes to larger electronic items, such as televisions and computer monitors, it's a good idea to hang onto the package, including the foam padding inserts, for the duration of the product warranty, often about a year. That way, if you need to send the product for repairs, you have access to a box that fits and secures the device. The standard TV-sized moving box can cost $40 or more, and a laptop box can cost about $25. It's also important to keep the box if it's a premium item, such as a pricey iPhone, that you may want to resell later. Imagine searching eBay and finding two identical iPhones listed at the same price, but only one comes with the original box, says Melody Padola, CR Senior Tech Reporter. Which one would you choose? Is it okay to pour used cooking oil down the drain? No, never, nada, not ever. CR's experts agree that fats, oils, and grease, a.k.a. FOGs, should never go down the drain. FOGs might start out in a liquid state, which seems harmless enough, but those materials will congeal and can eventually cause clogs farther downstream, even end up causing sewer overflows. One simple solution is to pour leftover cooled grease into a used plastic tub or zipper bag and toss it into your household trash. This will save the grease from clogging your pipes, but it can also be a messy, smelly way to handle the stuff. A better method we found is to use an oil solidifier that is flaked or powdered product that can be sprinkled into leftover hot cooking oil to make it gelatinous. Then it's easier to scoop the solid oil out of your pan and toss it into the garbage without the added step of pouring it into a container first. CR staffer Perry Santachote, that's an interesting name, I tried out several oil solidifying products available on Amazon, Fry Away, Hard Oil, Quick Shine, and Solid Fry, as well as stearic acid flakes, which can also be used as solidifier. Santachote reports that all the products she tried at home work well to gelatinize cooking oil in roughly the same amount of time. It takes about 30 minutes to solidify 1/3 cup of hot oil. But some are fairly pricey, like Fireway at $4.76 per ounce. For this reason, we suggest using stearic acid, which costs just $1 an ounce, and only 2 tablespoons are needed per cup of hot oil. How can I keep pollen from getting inside my car's cabin? Spring is in the air, and unfortunately for some of us, that means airborne tree pollen is too. If you notice that your allergies are acting up while you drive with your windows closed, check your potentially replace your car's cabin air filter. This filter keeps the air inside the car free of allergens and contaminants and needs to be replaced about every 15 to 30,000 miles. Your mechanic can charge it for you, typically about $100, but you can do it yourself for the cost of the filter, about $35. The cabin air filter is usually accessed through your glove box, and some are pretty easy to reach. Instructions can often be found in your owner's manual. John Ibbotson, CR's chief mechanic, says YouTube instructional videos can also be helpful when you're replacing the filter yourself. Another important way to keep pollen out of your car is to wash the car regularly, particularly if you park outside. When pollen coats your car's exterior, it not only increases the likelihood of pollen finding its way inside, but can also damage your car's paint if it builds up. Stay cool this summer. These smart buys will help you feel more comfortable when it's hot out. A portable cooler. Coleman 18-quart party stacker cooler for $40. When we tested coolers a few years ago, this inexpensive Coleman model won a top spot for keeping ice frozen for a full day at 100 degree Fahrenheit heat. Plus, it weighs only 4.4 pounds when empty, but is roomy enough to hold 20 cans of soda. Ice cream al fresco. Swell, that's S-apostrophe-W-E-L-L, ice cream pint cooler for $35. Want to bring some ice cream your next picnic? Swell offers a great new way to do that. This small, vacuum-insulated cooler is designed to keep a pint of your favorite ice cream frozen, treat, chilled for several hours, even when it's hot out. A tasty frozen treat. Odie Non-Dairy's Frozen Dessert Chocolate, $5.50. Odie was a top pick in our testing of 14 vegan ice creams. We liked its slightly nutty flavor and smooth texture, plus it's lower in calories, 200, and saturated fat, 7 grams, per 2/3 cup serving than many other pints we tried. Waterproof footwear. Birkenstock Arizona Essentials EVA sandals for $50. These sandals are supportive, durable, and unlike traditional Birkenstocks, totally waterproof. Another benefit is they weigh almost nothing, making them easy to throw in a bag and take with you, says CR's Lauren Friedman, who also happens to own a pair of those. Stay cool this summer. The indoor chiller. the Lasco FH500, $120. And this is kind of a cool-looking thing. It's a tall, thin thing with slots up one side that obviously where the blower comes out. We tested Lasco as a space heater, but it's also a cooling fan, so you can use it year-round. It comes with a remote, an oscillating tower, and a 3-year warranty. Overall satisfaction on these particular shades was 74. 100% UV-blocking sunglasses, Warby Parker Fletcher, for $95. These highly protective shades work hard to shield eyes from ultraviolet rays, helping to prevent issues like cataracts. And delicious cold brew, Asobo Insulated Portable Brewer, KB90, for $70. The Asobo Cold Brew Coffee Maker, A-Star Taste Test. The stainless steel bottom is an insulated carafe that detaches for on-the-go drinking. Cool water bottle. The 24-ounce hydro flask at $40. We like this dishwasher-safe wide-mouth flask because it keeps water cold for 24 hours and weighs less than a pound, perfect for taking on long walks. The Madea, the breathable air, Madea MAD201S1QWT dehumidifier for $197. This quiet unit helps pull moisture out of the air in a smaller room under 600 feet. Drier and air can keep allergens like dust mites at bay. Comfy sun protection, Aletha Point Break Rash Guard, and it's this particular shirt looks like it's got green leaves all over it. It costs $84. Having had melanoma, I'm careful about protecting my skin from the sun, says CR's Tricia Calvo. I'm especially fond of Aletha Rash Guards. 1930, hearing aids. Wearable hearing aids like this Sonotone product gained in popularity. Consumers like that the battery and microphone are hidden under clothing with only the earpiece in view. In 1943, our first report on hearing aids, we find that many Americans skip them due to the cost. Some aids are as much as $185, about $3,300 in today's dollars. In 1950, CR reveals the latest research on hearing problems and tests 25 aids. A sturdy $75 Zenith pair performs well and also costs the least. In 1966, CR tests a bazooka toy from Mattel and finds that it registers at 145 decibels when fired enough to cause severe hearing loss. In 1974, hearing safeties require that lawnmowers hit no more than 92 dBA. That's the hearing the thing. That's the decibels when in use. But CR says 85 dBA is the safer number. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan begins wearing a hearing aid publicly, helping to destigmatize the Americans' use of hearing aids. In 1997, we test the new Echo backpack leaf blower that claims to be the quietest of its kind, but our testing finds that it's as loud as other models at 90 dBA. In 2009, we followed 12 consumers as they shop for hearing aids, which often cost $6,000 per pair. What's more, two-thirds weren't fitted properly by their providers. In 2017, the U.S. Congress passes Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act, paving the way for consumers to buy aids without a prescription. In 2023, based on our latest survey results, Philips prescription hearing aids are a top-rated brand with notably easy battery changing and charging. And now we have a proven anti-tick strategy, which is a seasonal curse. The number of tick-borne diseases is on the rise. In a 2021 study, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimated that just under 500,000 cases of Lyme disease occurred in the U.S. each year between 2010 and 2018, a significant increase over 2005 and to 2010. What's more, at least 9 new tick and mosquito-borne diseases have been reported in the U.S. and its territories. But these strategies can help keep you safe. Dress right. Wear a light-colored, long-sleeved shirt and pants for easy tick spotting. Socks and closed-toe shoes when walking in tall grass or wooded areas. Tuck your shirt into your pants and the pants into your socks so that it's harder for ticks to reach your skin. Arm yourself with an insect repellent. Our tests reveal that choosing the right repellent is key to keeping bugs from biting. Top-rated products such as Ben's Tick and Insect Repellent, which we have a picture of here, and it runs for $6 in a formula pump, prevent mosquito bites for several hours. And past years of our testing have suggested that effective mosquito repellents also tend to work against ticks. Lower score repellents can stop working in as little as 30 minutes. Apply repellent to exposed skin and or on clothing as directed on the label. Never put under the clothing. Cut your lawn short. Ticks prefer the shade of tall grass 5 to 6 inches high, so trimming your lawn to about 3 inches makes it less hospitable to ticks. Protect pets, too. Ticks can hitch a ride on your pets, bringing them into your home and potentially making your dog or cat sick. So it's vital to use EPA-registered or FDA-approved anti-tick products on your pets in tick-prone areas. Talk with your vet about which products are effective and safe, and check your pets for ticks after they've been outside, feeling for small bumps under their fur. Take a shower within 2 hours of a woodland walk. Changing out of clothes that might have ticks is an important way to reduce the risk of disease. Toss clothes in the dryer on high for 10 minutes to kill any ticks clinging to them, and do a thorough kick of your body while you're in the shower. The best grocery store guacamole. Excuse me, my tongue is a little twisted today. Guacamole is one of the healthiest dips you can eat. You can actually consider it a vegetable. Avocado, the main ingredient, is rich in fiber, potassium, and antioxidants. We compared supermodel gox and found that most had similar amounts of calories, fats, fiber, and sodium. Sodium levels were generally high, with 1/4 cup ranging from 220 to 330 milligrams. What did separate the dips was how fresh they tasted and some of the ingredients they contained. Here's what we found. The best tasting was the Herdez Traditional Guacamole Mild, $3.15 for 8 ounces. Has 120 calories, saturated fat 2 grams, fiber 2 grams, and sodium 220 milligrams. The avocado flavor hits big time in this chunky gawk. The cilantro, peppers, onions, and lime juice are also nicely balanced. The next best tasting was Sabra Classic Guacamole at $5 for 8 ounces. 100 calories, 2 grams of fat, 2 grams of fiber, and 300 grams of sodium. While Sabra's guacamole is less chunky than Herdez, our tasters like that it contains a lot of cilantro, jalapeno, and tomato. For a smoother dip, Cabo Fresh Classic Guacamole Mild is $4.50 for 12 ounces. Calories 100, saturated fat 1 gram, fiber 4 grams, sodium 280 milligrams. The texture of this dip is silkier and lighter than the others. It has a citrus kick along with some onion, garlic, and bell pepper. The Calavo Authentic Guacamole Mild, also $6.50 for 12 ounces. 100 calories, 1 fat, 1 gram of fat, 4 grams of fiber, and 230 milligrams of sodium. While the Calavo guac is smoother with hints of garlic and jalapeno, the avocado tastes slightly overripe and bitter. Ooh, that's bad. For garlic lovers, Holy Classic Guacamole Mild, $3.90 for 7.5 ounces, 140 calories, saturated fat 2 grams, fiber 2 grams, sodium 280 milligrams. We notice strong garlic and onion flavors with jalapeno pepper kick to this dip, but the overall taste is a little bitter. Spicy and a bit slick. Yucatan Authentic Guacamole Mild, $5 for 8 ounces. 100 calories, saturated fat 1 gram, fiber 4 grams, and sodium is 280 milligrams. Yucatan's dip has pepper flavor, but it's also a bit sour. Its smooth, slightly slick texture is possibly due to the xanthanthum grum. For a healthy tortilla chip, look for bean-based chips such as Benito's Black Bean Tortilla Chips, which have roughly the same number of calories, 130 per ounce, as regular tortilla chips, but more protein and fiber. Try unsalted versions. No-salt chips have 0 milligram of sodium instead of the 115 milligrams of sodium per 1 ounce serving, that's 7 to 10 chips, found in some regular tortilla chips. Keep in mind that you still get a bit of salt from most dips. Skip the baked chips. While these do contain less fat overall, the calorie count is similar to regular fried chips, and baking tortilla chips can leave a little more sodium. We've seen an extra 20 milligrams per serving to perk up the flavor. Product spotlight. Easier mowing. Pushing a mower, even if your lawn is not so big, can be hard work. The solution is a self-propelled mower, which has powered wheels. While these cost a few $100 more than regular push mowers, shown here are the tops and handling tests. If you have a sloped yard, a model with all-wheel drive, like the Ryobi YR40, offers better traction on hills. The rest of the models below are rear-wheel drive, which work well for mostly flat yards. Also, top-rated battery-powered models offer similar performance to gas and require less upkeep because they don't need oil changes or frequent tune-ups, but their estimated run times, 30 to 45 minutes, make them better suited to smaller yards. Gas self-propelled mowers. The Honda XRX 217 for $1,100. Got a 5 out of 5 for handling and for bagging. It's got the overall score. Actually, I owned one of those Hondas. They're very nice. I don't have a lawn anymore, so I don't worry about that. Honda HRN 216 was 550. It got a 5.5 for handling and a 4.5 for bagging. Toro Super Recycler at $700 got a 5.5 for handling and a 4.5 for bagging. It scored a 76. The Toro Super Recycle 21-21386 at $600 got a 5.5 for handling and a 4.5 for bagging. The Craftsman M20 at $450 also got a 5.5 for handling and a 4.5 for bagging. It scored a 73. The Cub Cadet, 5.5 for handling, it's only $450, and 5.5 for bagging, it scored a 70. Battery self-prepared lawnmowers, the Greenworks M080, $750, 5.5 for handling, but only a 3.5 for bagging, 5.5 for runtime, and 4.5 for charge down, scored an 85. The Ryobi RY4012, all-wheel drive, for $900, a 5.5 for handling, 4.5 for bagging, 5 out of 5 for runtime, and 4 out of 5 for charge time. Got an 84. Ergo LM215 for $1,000. Got a 5.5 for handling. Ooh, that's kind of a mean-looking machine. It really is. 3 out of 5 for bagging, 5.5 for runtime, and 4.5 for charge time. Got an 83. The Ego LM215, $800. Got a 5.5 for handling, a 3.5 for bagging, 5.5 for one time, and a 4 out of 5 for charge time. Got an 82. The Ryobi Ryo 4111 got $650, got an 82, and it's got a 5.5 for handling, a 4 out of 5 for bagging, a 5 out of 5 for runtime, and 4 out of 5 for charge time. And finally, the Ryobi YY4011, $550, 5 out of 5 handling, 4 out of 5 for bagging, 5.5 for runtime, and 4 out of 5 for charge time, and it got an 81. I wonder what the difference there was. Electric SUVs. Okay, now this really does look like we're talking about. All right. Higher price. 59, well, might as well say 60,000 to 69,000. The Genesis GV60. Overall score is 84. The better price was the Kia EV6 at 49,000 to 61,000. And it got a 91 overall score. These two electric vehicles hails from the Hyundai Motor Group, sharing many powertrain components. Like Kia, the stylish Genesis is comfy, quick, quiet, and agile. However, the Kia offers slightly better handling, albeit a ride that's a bit less plush. The Kia also has a longer range by about 25 miles and costs 10 grand less. Portable generators. The higher price, $1,700, is the Honda EG4000, and it got a 76. And the better price of $730 is the GreenPower GN525, got a 77. The lowdown. Both of these generators can run up to 19 hours on a full tank. The gas-powered Honda has 6 power outlets compared to the GreenPower's 3. But the lower cost and lighter weight GreenPower, which uses gas or propane, delivered smoother, more consistent power in our test. Plus, it has built-in wheels for portability. Wheels for the Honda are sold separately. Electric mountain bikes. The higher price, $3,850, is the Trek Powerfly 4, scored an 86. A better price at $2,900 is the Giant Talon, scored an 80 overall score. As with many of the electric mountain bikes we've tested, this top-rated Trek model is nimble, capable, and tons of fun. However, the Giant is equal in most ways to the Trek in our tests. It climbed hills easily, handled uneven trails well, braked nicely, and was a joy to ride. In short, this is a bike that works well and cost almost $1,000 less than the Trek. Sports cars. Higher price, the Chevrolet Corvette, $65,000 to $127,000. The price they're showing here is $77,000. That scored an 87. The better price is the Toyota Supra at $56,000. It ranges from $44,000 to $59,000. The lowdown. The Corvette is an American-bred supercar without crazy high price of a Ferrari or McLaren. It has tremendous track abilities and it certainly turns head. It's a gorgeous car. But the Supra is highly entertaining in its own right for far less money, with rapid acceleration, sharp handling, and much better fuel economy. It's far more rewarding to drive than its slightly lower score suggests. Blenders. The higher price at $730 is the Vitamix A350. It scores an 82. The better price at $220 is the Ninja Professional Plus Kitchen. It also scored an 82. The lowdown. Vitamix brand is known for being reliable, powerful blenders and dominates the top spots on our ratings with pricing models like this highly rated A3500. But the Ninja matches everything it can do, from crushing ice and making excellent smoothies to pureeing raw veggies. It even adds conventional features like personal-sized blender cups for roughly a third of the price. Innerspring mattresses. The higher price at $2,000, the Avocado Green scored an overall score of 84. For a better price at $800, the Denver mattresses Dr. Choice Plus at 82 score. The lowdown. The Avocado Green is CR's top-rated mattress, but for less than half the price, the Denver mattress delivers equally excellent support for back sleepers. Its plush design is also a great choice if you prefer a softer feel. And like the Avocado, the Denver mattress retains its shape and support over 8 years of simulated use in our laboratories. And how about insights? Savvy shopper, machine washable rugs. Area rugs make your home more comfortable and cozy, but they take a beating, especially in high traffic spots like your entryway or kitchen, and rooms shared with a pet. Sending your typical silk, sisal, or whirl rugs to the cleaners can get expensive. A 5x7 rug, for example, could cost up to $280 for professional cleaning. Enter the washable rug. A growing number of brands are making rugs designed to be thrown directly into your own washing machine. To find out just how washable these new rugs are, our staffers took home 8 rugs from popular brands and dirtied them up. The rugs were stained with wine, coffee, beet juice, ketchup, marinara sauce, pet waste, and more. We treated each stain according to the manufacturer's instructions, then used CR's top-rated detergents and reviewer standard-sized washing machines. For larger 5x7 rugs, check that your washer has a capacity of at least 4.2 cubic foot. Some of the rugs labeled as machine washable didn't clean up well. Either the stains didn't budge or the rug came out of the washer rumpled. It didn't lay as flat after drying. But the 4 rugs that we're going to show right here washed well with tough stains removed and the rug still in good conditions. The Revival Boot Cut Washable Rug, $109 and up. In this case, it was 2 feet by 3 feet. Machine washable, hang dry for 36 hours. This small dark blue rug made from 100% recycled cotton feels soft under your feet and hides stains well. After having ketchup, coffee, and wine dumped on it, the 30-minute gentle cycle in a washer got rid of the resulting stains. The only drawback? It took more than a full day for this little rug to hang dry. Ruggable Moroccan Ornate Plush Rug, $300 and up, 5x7 feet. Machine wash cold water delicate cycle, low on heat or hang dry for 36 hours. CR's take. Ruggable Super Soft Rug is a breeze to clean. When a berry smoothie was spilled on it, a damp towel done alone removed the stain. The other stains on the rug vanished after machine washing on delicate cycle, and the rug looked fresh after drying. Lorena Canal's Woolable Rug Lakota Day Rug, $620, 5x7 feet and 7 feet and 5x7 inches by 7x11 inches. Machine wash in cold water and dry on low heat. A single machine washing got rid of the big coffee stain we made on this luxe wool and cotton rug. It can go in the dryer, too, though it's given its larger size, it may require more than 2 hours to get completely dry. Also, the plush pile isn't easy to vacuum as other rugs are tried, and it does shed a bit. The Ruggable Jonathan Alder Venom Emerald Rug at 119 and up, 2 feet by 3 feet. Machine wash in cold water using a delicate cycle. Dry on low heat or a long dry for a long hour. This rug is easy to vacuum, stayed in good shape, and even though it was used in a high-traffic kitchen, some stains came out equally when towel blotted with cold water, and the rest were gone after a spin in the washing machine. Now we've got a list of recalls. Honda Fit and HRV vehicles. Honda's recalling 115,000 2018 to 220 Fit and 2019 to 2022 HRV vehicles because their backup cameras might not display when the vehicle is in reverse, which could cause a crash. The problem is due to a faulty circuit in the vehicle's audio system and affects only vehicles that have a physical ignition key instead of a push-button start. That's interesting. Cranking the engine using the key ignition could cause the vehicle's battery charge to drop and prevent the backup camera display from appearing. What to do? Honda dealers will perform a software update to fix the problem, free of charge. Owners who have already paid to have this work performed before the recall was issued may be able to seek reimbursement from Honda. Owners of affected vehicles will be contacted by Honda by mail, but they can also call Honda at 888-234-2138. The NHTSA campaign number for this recall is 23V046, and Honda's own number is 60W. Fabuloso Multi-Purse Cleaners. Colgate-Palmolive is recalling about 5 million Fabuloso Multi-Purpose Cleaners because they contain Pseudomonas bacteria, including Pseudomonas aeruginosa and Pseudomonas fluorescens, which are environmental organisms found widely in soil and water. People with weakened immune systems, external medical devices, or underlying lung conditions who are exposed to the bacteria face the risk of serious infection. The bacteria can enter the body by inhalation, through the eyes, or through a break in the skin. People with healthy immune systems are usually not affected. What to do? Stop using the cleaner. Call Colgate-Palmolive at 855-703-0166 or go to Fabulosor Recall. That's FabuloSorecall.com for details and to get a real full refund or a free replacement. You should take a picture of the product's UPC and lot code, then dispose of the products in its container with household trash. Do not empty prior to disposal. And then we have the Fisher-Price Rock and Play Sleepers. Fisher-Price is reannouncing its 2019 recall of about 4.7 million Rock and Play Sleepers, originally triggered by a Consumer Reports investigation after more infant deaths were linked to the product. Deaths can occur when infants roll onto their stomach or side, or under other circumstances. They were sold at major stores nationwide, including Target and Walmart, and online at Amazon from September 2009 through April 2019 for $4,249. What to do? Stop using the sleeper immediately. Call Fisher-Price at 866-812-6518 or go to Mattel.com for details. It is illegal to sell or distribute the recalled sleepers. LiftMaster Garage Door Control Panels. Chamberlain is recalling about 97,000 LiftMaster and MyQ garage door opener control panels because the panel can fail, causing the garage door to close even with an obstruction present, posing an entrapment hazard. The control panels were sold online and at Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, and other stores. The distributors nationwide from March 2022 through October 2022 for about $60 when sold as an accessory and $500 to $700 when sold as a bundle. What to do? Call Chamberlain at 833-775-1951 or go to LiftMaster.com for details. Bissell Wet Dry Vacuums. Bissell is recalling about 61,000 cordless multi-service wet dry vacuums because the battery pack can overheat, posing a fire hazard. The vacuums were sold at Walmart stores nationwide and online at AceHardware.com. Amazon, Bissell.com, Castro.com, QVC.com, Walmart.com, and others for January 2019 through November 2022 for about $360. Stop using the vacuum cleaner. Call Bissell at 855-417-7001 or go to Bissell.com for details to get a free battery pack replacement. 86-inch LG Smart TV. LG Electronics is recalling about 52,000 86-inch smart televisions and stands because the TV can become unstable while on the assembled stand, posing tip-over and entrapment hazards, particularly to children, that can result in injuries or death. The TVs were sold at Best Buy, Costco, Walmart, and other stores nationwide and online from March 2022 to December 2022 for $1,100 to $1,900. What to do? Detach the television from the stand and place the TV away from the kids. Text STAND to 215-888-9777 or call 800-243-0000 for details and instructions on how to inspect the unit and obtain replacement screws and stand parts, including help from a technician, for a free repair. If you wall-mounted the TV, you need not to stop using it. May is the best time to buy air conditioners and fitness trackers. June is the best time to buy insect repellents and strollers. Okay, save big and waste less. This is something we all need to know at home. Keep more of your money, more than $6,500, and do your part for the environment by following simple tips in our Room by Room Plus Yard Guard. Your home just seems to eat money sometimes, doesn't it? From high cooling and heating costs to food that spoils before you can enjoy it. It's easy to feel like your monthly budget is disappearing before your eyes. But there are all sorts of tricks and smart new products that can help you save, and while you're at it, live more sustainably. In fact, the 92 ideas that will on the next 14 pages, by the way, we won't finish this all today, but we'll finish the rest of it next week, that could go a long way toward offsetting the higher energy expenses many Americans have had to adjust to. In November 2022, nationally representative survey of 2,185 U.S. adults, about half the respondents said that their monthly heating, 51%, and cooling, 50% bills have gone up compared with the amount they spent the year before. And by the way, I participated in that survey. You're not supposed to say that, but I did it anyway. Two-thirds of Americans in survey told us that they have taken some action to reduce their heating or cooling bills. It's a great time to upgrade to more energy-efficient and water-saving products at home, because the money-saving tax credit from Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 start to kick in this year. More good news, you don't have to spend to save, whether it's adjusting your thermostat or keeping your appliances in top shape. Many of these thrifty strategies don't cost a thing or take much effort. Read on for the simple steps to help you save and live more sustainably in the process. Three easy ways to save $1,000 this year. $500 to tweak your laundry habits. $400 to eat less meat and eat more healthy veggies. $100 to plug up small leaks, for a total of $1,000. Okay, let's get rolling here. All around the house, potential savings are $2,700. Save 30% on your energy bills. The average household can save on heating and cooling costs with strategic moves such as proper equipment maintenance and thermostat settings, according to the Department of Energy. Try a smart thermostat to cut heating and cooling costs. Save $50 more per year. Don't let your air conditioning go on automatic pilot. Take control with a Wi-Fi-enabled smart thermostat like the ones listed at right. They're easy to install and let you manage your central air conditioner via smartphone or tablet. My girlfriend has one of these. Other products not rated by CR work on window units. Plus, most of these thermostats learn your family's daily routines. Why cool rooms when you're out all day and the house is empty? The average Energy Star certified smart thermostat can save about 8% of your annual heating and cooling bills, putting $50 or more back in your pocket. The smart thermostats that they recommend are the Cool Nest Learning Thermostat, for scored 83 at $250, the Honeywell Home TR9 RCHT thermostat at $170, scored at 73, and the Ecobee Smart with Voice Control, EBSATE5, at $250, also scored at 73. Help your water heater stay warm. Save up to $96 a year. Water heating is typically the second largest energy expense in a home, averaging as much as $600 each year. To manage your costs, consider insulating your tank water heater. You could lower standby heat loss by up to 45% and slash up to 16% off your bill, saving as much as $96 annually. It's an easy fix, using pre-cut jackets or blankets that cost around $20 at home centers. But to prevent the wiring from overheating, don't set the temperature above 130 degrees Fahrenheit. Bonus: dialing down your tank's heat setting is another way to lower your energy bill, according to the Department of Energy. Use fans. Save up to $87 per season. To save energy and cash, go old school. Instead of flicking on the AC, ceiling fans are much more energy efficient, using up to 10% of the electricity that air conditioners do. In fact, you could leave a fan running for a full 24 hours and still use less energy than about 2.5 hours of air conditioning. If you normally use your AC for 4 to 6 months of the year, pulling the plug on renting it could save up to $87, or 12% of your energy costs, which average $120 a month countrywide. Stay cool and save cash. Save about $150 per year. 3 out of 4 U.S. homes have an air conditioner, and these units use about 6% of all the electricity created across America. ACs also release about 117 million metric tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere each year. Here are some tips to help you save a little more lightning with your AC on. Opt for a high-efficiency model. Along with making other stay-cool moves, it can help you slash your AC energy use by 20 to 50%. When you trade a standard unit for an Energy Star certified one, you can reap about $540 in savings over the 15 to 20-year life of the appliance, about $27 to $36 per year. You may be also able to get a rebate on new energy-efficient AC. Check at energystar.gov/rebatefinder. If your old one still works, consider giving it to a friend or relevant who doesn't have one. Set your thermostat a little higher than your usual comfort zone. For every degree you set your thermostat above 70 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll save 3% on your utility bill. On average, a monthly bill of $122, that would snip off $43.92 per year, Also, be sure to raise the temperature when you're sleeping or away from home. Clean or replace filters monthly. During this season, cooling season will help AC run efficiently. Close the shades during the day. You can keep your home cooler by blocking the sun's heat with tightly installed shades. About 76% of the sunlight that comes into the standard double pane windows becomes heat during the warmer months, potentially making your home too toasty. Insulated cellular shades, also known as accordion or honeycomb shades, are composed of fabric cells that collapse and expand when raised and lowered. These window coverings can also block solar heat, and they can also save you about 10% on heating costs, or $72 per year on a very modest bill of $60 per month. Use a water heater timer. I installed a timer for our electric hot water heater from $69 for a manual model to $164 for a digital model at Amazon over 15 years ago. It had been saving money on electricity ever since. It comes on at 5 a.m. and goes off at 8 p.m. and supplies us with plenty of hot water. It has a manual on-off switch, so when we leave for a few days, I just turn it off. It could be set for any day and night schedule, too. I immediately saw a decrease in my electric bill after installation. That was from Anthony Albertini in Massachusetts. Cut costs with tower fans. I purchased two cooling towers for the rooms where I spend most time, the bedroom and the family room kitchen area. They offer a choice of cooling and oscillating, are equipped with timers, perfect for bedtime, and cost $50 apiece. I've been able to keep the thermostat higher by several degrees as a result, and have saved more than quintuple my original investment of $100. That's Jennifer Steinkamp in Oregon. And let's crank this down with a couple of light items. These actual answers to test questions shows why teachers need the summer off. Question, would you rather be stuck on an island all alone or with one person you hate? I would rather be on an island with someone I hate so I have something to eat. Rachel has 16 chocolate bars. Tracy takes 4 of them and her and asks for the remaining quarter. What should she end up with? A slap. Wouldn't it in 1896? 1895. A Chicago website, DNA Info, recalled the time Cardinal Blase Kupich, an archbishop, boarded a plane and couldn't fit his carry-on into the overhead compartment. Finally, a man grabbed Kupich's bag, shoved it into a compartment, and asked, "Will that be able to get me to heaven, Father?" Kupich replied, "I hope not on this flight." A hotel that wanted our corporate business invited us to attend a luncheon. In calling to get directions, I asked if the hotel was on the east side of the expressway or the west side. The employee responded, "Well, that depends on which direction you're coming from." I decided to ways it. And with that, we have just about run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so very much for listening.